Good morning, it's Friday, June 28th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, we'll be exploring the efforts by the Sierra Vista Environmental Stewardship Commission to reintroduce and expand recycling programs in the city. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lolly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lolly from the Lolly Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lolly dealerships today or shop lollycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lolly deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Madison Hildebrand is a media personality and realtor born in Arizona? Today, he specializes in Malibu's luxury real estate market. He worked as a broker with Partners Trust Real Estate and co-starred on Bravo's million-dollar listing Los Angeles. In 2009, he published the book Activate Your Passion, Create Your Career, and later launched a scented candle collection called The Malibu Life. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has 3 locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. Earlier this week, Joelle Buffa, a commission member and coordinator of the Recycling Work Group, presented at a city council work session. Buffa outlined the Commission's multifaceted approach to enhance recycling efforts. The Commission has categorized its goals into short-term, medium-term, and long-term actions. These range from low-cost initiatives to more complex and resource-intensive solutions. The immediate goal is to conduct a survey of Sierra Vista residents to gauge their interest and willingness to participate in and potentially fund recycling programs. Buffa emphasized that recycling in Sierra Vista has seen various implementations from curbside pickup to private services with varying degrees of success. Understanding residents' current attitudes through the city's Engage platform is a crucial first step. One proposed short-term initiative is reintroducing glass recycling drop-offs. Previously, the city had a drop-off location for glass at the Public Works parking lot, and the commission believes restarting this program is a feasible initial step. For medium-term goals, the Commission is considering partnerships with local grocery and department stores for cardboard recycling. Additionally, they aim to engage the community through creative projects, such as art contests using recycled materials, possibly in conjunction with events like Art in the Park. Buffa highlighted key barriers to recycling identified by the Commission: contamination and cost. These challenges were significant factors leading to the discontinuation of curbside recycling in 2020. However, the mayor and council have expressed a continued interest in future recycling opportunities should new technologies and methods become viable. Given these hurdles, Buffa noted that curbside recycling is unlikely to be reinstated. Instead, a centrally located recycling drop-off center is seen as a more practical long-term solution. Even if immediate recycling goals are not achieved, the commission remains active in other environmental initiatives such as waste reduction and reuse programs. Buffa acknowledged the support from the city, particularly in integrating environmental feedback into the Sierra Vista General Plan. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we know that the best food comes from the heart. Our dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by our talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. We use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals our residents love. It's one more way we help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Next, the Sultan of Slojamistan, the nation's newest nation, a micronation really, in the desert of Imperial Valley, California, dropped by our offices on Saturday as part of their diplomatic mission to Cochise County. They spoke with Herald Review managing editor Matt Hickman. Take a listen.
Hello, friends. Over the years at the Herald Review and our long storied history, we've had many congressmen, senators, attorney generals, generals even at times, but this is the first time, I believe, that we have ever had the leader of a sovereign nation in our building here at 102 Fab Avenue. Everybody, please welcome the Sultan of Slojamistan.
Please stay seated. Thank you. It's good to be here.
So you guys are on first of all, tell the people a little bit about what is Slojamistan. What do they need to know?
Well, it's the world's newest country. We established sovereignty, Declaration of Independence, December 2021, and we have been self-governing. We have passports, we have a currency, a national anthem, of course, lots of laws. The main vision of Slojamistan is to create a land that is croc-free. It is crocs strictly prohibited.
Very crocs.
The shoes, well, the flip-flops are okay, but
it's okay,
the big rubber things with the horse.
Right.
And let me tell you, the chief will tell you what happens if you're caught wearing Crocs or even possessing them in our country.
Well, we forcibly remove the Croc from your dirty feet, and then we go ahead and we slap you with it a couple of times.
Over the head, beat you.
Of course, over the head, beat you with it a few times, and then we put you in what we call the Crocade, which is this thing where you put your hands through, you put your head through, and there's a piece of wood that covers you. It's very painful, so you do not want to be caught wearing those Swiss cheese-looking shoes.
The stockade, we have the crockade.
Yes.
Speaking of cheese, string cheese. Ooh. There is a wrong and a right way to eat the string cheese. Of course, you're a barbarian if you decide to chomp the string cheese, so it should be peeled string by string. And once again, we have the people that can enforce them.
Of course.
So your micronation is located in the Imperial Valley Desert of Southern
California? We don't like to use the word micro because it signifies small, and we think we are mighty, as well as you can see we are two towering gentlemen as well. But yes, it's Imperial County, surrounded by California, so surrounded by the Americans, so sometimes it can be a little tense.
How is your relationship with the U.S. government and the...
Well, look, despite the parking ticket that we got last month
in
San Diego, California, America, it's teetering up
and down. No diplomat immunity there?
It depends. Well, we have the diplomatic license plate, but they did not recognize it as well. I got it from Etsy, so who knows? Pay money.
So you're on a diplomatic mission here to Cochise County today. What's the purpose of the mission, and what have you found out?
I believe we ran into Sheriff Daniels earlier.
Yes, correct.
His men were behind us for many miles.
Yes.
Two things. We're definitely looking for good Mexican food. Mm-hmm. We need to figure out an import-export system in Slojamistan. The crops, very hard. The ground, very stubborn. Import-export needs to be expanded. So let's see. Today we went to Tombstone.
Correct.
Well, Bisbee was beautiful. Did you like it?
Bisbee was beautiful. The landscape is just amazing out of a magazine.
Fantastic. Naco, and then we crossed the border to Naco, Sonora to export some tequila.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So some good food, and I'll be honest, we can't talk too much because it's a little bit classified, but Slojamistan is looking to expand, so perhaps an annexation of some land, but we don't want to get the people up in arms or too excited.
Just.
Oh, we should mention we had breakfast with the mayor of Benson, Arizona.
Oh, Joe
Conrad. Very nice guy.
Yes, Mr. Conrad was fantastic, but I'll say a little bit disappointed. We went to Benson to see the house from the TV show Benson. Apparently not filmed there.
No, it's kind of like the Herald here. There's no such fellow.
No Herald, no Benson TV show, no house. Very disappointing.
The world. So you obviously are very into Border Patrol. You have Border Patrol water there. Were you trying to get some intelligence about how the border works here and how the border security works here that you can take back home?
No, mainly what we're trying to do is come out with a good brand of water. And I don't know if you know where we're located, by the Salton Sea. We decided to siphon some water from there and make a bottle of water and filter it and give it away for free, just so people know that there's also a border protection at Slojamistan. That's the only reason.
I have to give this guy credit because as the America has problems with the American border, we have a Slojamistan border as well. The Americans try to cross over. He has not quite done yet with the border wall, so it's going very slowly. How tall is it now?
I believe right now we're about 3 feet.
Is there demarcation, signage, electric fence?
Yeah, all of the above. There are landmines in Slojamistan, but relax. When you step on the landmine, it's nothing but...
Well, what happens, you don't want to step on one, it will explode with lots of Mexican candy and confetti. It'll scare the crap out of you, but after a little while, the crap will go back inside and you'll be okay.
So if someone wants to visit Slojamistan, what's your address, what milepost, what are we looking at?
Well, first of all, I would recommend you become a citizen of Slojamistan. Mm-hmm. It is, how much does it cost? It is absolutely free.
Oh.
Free, so to become a Slojamistan citizen, it's free. You can get a visa on the website as well, slojamistan.org.
That's why we're going broke, because everything is free now.
Well, we did not think the attack. Taxation system over yet, so it is a tax-free nation. So we make our taxes, our money for the infrastructure by selling passports, bumper stickers, etc. But yes, come visit. It's on the GPS, or you can go to slojamistan.org, click location. There is a map, but it's on the Google Maps. You can see it.
Okay. Well, who are you supporting for the 2024 U.S. Presidential election? Is that something that that is a hot button issue in your country?
Well, I'll be serious for a quick second, you know, so he understands all about fun and joking, but for a second I'll tell you the big picture. I can get serious, Sultan, for a second. Sloyanzan is a place that everybody can go and escape all the polarization and the divisiveness. Everybody is fighting over everything between the candidates and laws and sexes and what everybody's doing in their private lives. And for us, when you step over the border to Sloyanistan, we are all one people.
That's it.
There are no labels. We are all simply Sloyanistanis. And perhaps the Americans can learn something from this.
Yes, a very positive place to be.
Very well. Well, thank you so much for dropping by, and I can't wait to visit Slojamistan. Or you're saying Slojamistan, so Slojamistan.
Slojamistan, general foreign accent is the official language, and I think the parade out on the Frye Boulevard starts now, so we're going to...
Absolutely. Get it.
The only warning I will give you, please do not try to cross the border without any permission first, okay? That's the only warning that... warning that I'd like to give.
Okay, well, there it is. You know how to find these guys on the internet. Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Frye and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. The first annual Fire Sky Farms Lavender Harvest and Festival is set to take place on June 29th. Immerse yourself in a day filled with music, artisanal crafts, and delicious food from local food trucks. Plus, enjoy exclusive tastings from several esteemed local wineries, distilleries, and breweries showcasing their finest creations. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Tristan Scudder. Tristan was born in Sierra Vista in 1984. He attended Buena High School, PPEP Tech, and Cochise College. He owned Scudder Electrical Services, earning praise for his skill, honesty, and integrity. From a young age, Tristan was intelligent, independent, and hardworking. He held part-time jobs during high school, including a memorable stint as a newspaper delivery boy for the Sierra Vista Herald, where he won Carrier of the Year in 1996. Tristan excelled in everything he did, including sports, fishing, traveling, and practical jokes. His love for his family, especially his children, was unwavering. Known for his gentleness, loyalty, and willingness to help others, Tristan's legacy of kindness and love will be cherished by all who knew him. He is survived by his mother, stepfather, children, sister, nephews, grandmother, and many additional family and friends. Thank you for taking the time today to remember and celebrate Tristan's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/N-A-B-U-R.